The Reds and Indians were hindered by a rain delay of 2 hours and 1 minute on Wednesday, but around that rain delay, a pretty exciting game. We pick it up top four, Reds down 2-0.
Straight away center field and back in center, looking up and gone, Duvall. He joins the double-digit home run crowd. They'll go to second, that's one. And they double up Billy Hamilton to end the game.
Awfully close. Safe as a call at first, as we suspected it would be.
There goes Hamilton. And a line drive base hit into left, or is it? It is, a base hit. The Reds have taken a 4-3 lead.
Billy Hamilton running on the pitch and never once broke stride. First to home on a single to left field. Iglesias gunning for his 8th save of the season. He is a perfect 7 of 7 in save chances. On the ground, and the Reds have won it. How about that win tonight?
The Reds come back to stun the Indians 4-3. Entering Wednesday, the Indians were 102-1 when entering the 9th inning with the lead since the start of the 2016 season. Joey Votto extends his on-base streak to 27 games. That is the longest active streak in the major leagues. Victories should not get much more exciting this season than the one the Reds had on Wednesday versus the Indians. Down to their final out, Zach Cozart delivered a go-ahead 2-run single off Cody Allen, and the Reds held on in the bottom of the 9th for a 4-3 victory over Cleveland. Here is Cincy skipper Brian Price.
It was a great play by Santana, and he made a couple of great plays. A perfect throw on the bunt by Peraza, the third base, and then the 3-6-3 double play. And, you couldn't tell if he was out or safe on the play. But then I thought it was pretty clear in the replay he was safe. But they were really close to ending that game right there. And then Brantley almost made the sensational catch in left field on Cozart's ball, which would have won the game for him as well. But it was just another relentless, approach by the team. The bullpen came in and really shut the door. And the offense just continues to plug along against really, not just the middle relief or the starters, but some really good back-end bullpen pieces that are very accomplished, and they just grind it out.
And Billy Hamilton, it just seems like he outdoes himself all the time. And we've seen him score from first base before on a single, but again, speed will kill.
Yeah, he was going on the pitch, and that ball didn't get far away from Brantley, but far enough, when you're Billy Hamilton to score on what ended up being a long single by Cozart, and hard hit, so it wasn't like it took a long time for that ball to get to Brantley in left field, but with Billy's speed, he does amazing things.
Hoping that something like this could be a springboard into better things?
Yeah, I think it's a weird place to be right now, because we're really playing good. We've given up a lot of runs early in the game, but we're in every game still. And the losses, have piled up here in the last 2 weeks. However, it doesn't feel like we're playing terrible baseball. It actually feels like we're playing really well, with the exception of an inning. But those innings have been the precursor to us losing games. You get pitching like that today, where you hold an outstanding team to 3 runs. Stay in the game, gives you a chance to win a lot of those games, and I think we're capable of doing that.
Your impressions of Bundy before the rain delay?
Pretty good. I there's certain times where, in that first inning, he was able to work his way through. Santana was his Achilles heel. He just didn't have the pitch that he needed to be able to get Santana out. He came up big with the homer and the double and the damage. So, other than that, though, he threw the ball really well and gave us a chance to win a ball game 3 rounds in 5 innings.
Had it been nearly any other batter in baseball, the Indians would have had their game-ending double play. But that batter was Billy Hamilton, and he legged out the fielder's choice to keep the Reds alive in the 9th following replay review. Here is Hamilton commenting on the play and about the Reds' 4-3 comeback win.
Billy, tonight, man, I knew I had to get going, and I was talking to Brian. Brian told me to give him one pitch. Cozart was hitting really well, so it doesn't need no run into no out right there. So I gave him one pitch, and I was on the move. And once I got around second base, I didn't even see Hatcher. I didn't know if we had a third base coach or not. Because, either way, he told me to stop or not, I was not stopping. No chance.
You got second life as well. There was a replay. You thought you were out. We thought you were safe. So you know, you got to play down to the last pitch, correct?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, we're one of those teams that keep battling all the way through the end. And like I said, we came out on top. We stole one from them tonight. So like I said, it's a momentum boost for us. We got to keep rolling, keep battling, and we come out every single day to get better.
You know, you guys have lost some slugfests. Lower scoring game. You feel like the baseball gods might have owed you a little bit tonight on a game like that?
I don't know about that, but, you know, I...
Zach Cozart came through clutch in the ninth facing one of baseball's best as he delivered a two-out go-ahead 2-run single off Cody Allen to give the Reds a 4-3 lead as the Reds then held on in the bottom of the ninth to come away with one of their most exciting victories of the season. Here is Cozart commenting on the win.
I think that's, you know, me and the umpire, Will out at second base, were talking about it in that last bottom of the ninth. That's what replay's for, you know? A play like that that ends a game or... And, you know, you can check and make sure that it's, you know, an out or not an out. And obviously it's a difference between winning and losing in this situation.
And you guys got burned by one of these in Chicago, so it's got to be, you know.
Yeah, you know, in that game you never know what could have happened if it didn't end like that. You don't know. But this game shows that it can be a difference maker. So, yeah, it's, you know, I think the replay worked tonight.
What's it like being the guy on deck when the game ends and then suddenly it's still going?
It was weird, you know. From my, like, just looking, I thought Billy looked safe. And then when they showed the first replay, I don't know why it took so long for him to make the safe call, because it looked right away to me like he was safe. So, but then once I saw that, I was just focused on working on my timing, because Allen was throwing pitches on the mound. So, okay, I got to, you know, I know I'm going to hit, and I'm going to get my timing.
What did you hit from him?
Fastball. He went first pitch curveball, or his power curveball, and then just a fastball.
He's obviously one of the tougher guys to face right now.
Yeah, their whole, their bullpen's pretty good. That shows how tough we've been offensively, is to score runs off guys like that in the past couple games, and to have good at bats. That's tough to do. So, we're out there. We'll just keep battling every at bat, and even versus guys like that.
The Reds send Tim Adelman to the mound on Thursday as he opposes Mike Clevinger.